But one day, a samurai warrior went to a Zen master for instruction. "Master, I'd like to know if heaven and hell really exist." And the Zen master looked at the warrior and heard his request. And then all of a sudden he broke out into this mocking laughter. He said, You want to know about heaven and hell? Don't be ridiculous. You know, just look at you. You're fat, you're uneducated, and you're uncouth. What teacher in their right mind would ever waste their time on the likes of you? And with that, he turned his back on the Zen warrior, on the samurai warrior, and ignored him. Well, you can imagine the samurai warrior just got enraged. His face turned bright red. He started breathing heavy. He withdrew his sword, and he was about ready to chop off the master's head. When all of a sudden, the master, very slowly and calmly, turned around, and he said, "That, sir, is hell." Well, the samurai warrior immediately knew what had happened. He stopped cold and he realized the depth of the master's teaching. And he understood that he had created his own hell by his own pride and anger. And he immediately fell at the master's feet in humble reverence. And the master looked down on the samurai warrior and very quietly said, "And that, sir, is heaven." And so you see, we have the power within us, you know, to bless the world or to wreak havoc on it. You know, our emotions can either lift us up or they can entrap us. They can take us to God or they can take us to hell. It's sort of like energy. It can light a light or it can build a bomb. And uncontrolled emotions, they're the most destructive force on earth. In the movie Karate Kid 2, Mr. Miyagi said, "Living without forgiveness is worse than death." Living without forgiveness is worse than death. It's living in the hell that you've created by your anger and pride. And so I don't know about you, but I just want to be heard and understood, loved and accepted. Isn't that what you want? You know, and I think the key to this is forgiveness. Forgiving others and, most importantly, forgiving ourselves. Forgiving ourselves. You know, the emotions like anger and fear and hatred and guilt, unworthiness, envy, pride, resentment, and whatever variation on the theme you can come up with, they don't feel very good, do they? No, they feel really crappy. And these emotions, they take our life energy and they just make it go haywire. They separate us from God, from our life source, and literally releases physical poisons into the body. There have been lots of studies about the toxins that are released in the body of someone who's angry. And I have to tell you, it's not a pretty picture. It makes me think twice about getting angry. But beyond the physical damage that these emotions do to our bodies, they also distort our perception. And they disturb any ability that we have of having any loving, lasting, fulfilling relationships. They create this kind of smog of confusion. And they really don't serve us at all. And they certainly do not serve the world. They do not serve the world. Jesus told us, "Love your enemies, do good to those who spitefully use you, and bless those that curse you." Isn't that an interesting teaching? Love your enemies, do good to those who spitefully use you, bless those that curse you. Now, these quotes that I'm putting up from Scripture, from the New Testament, are from the New Revised Standard Version, but I also use the Message Bible. It's a Bible in contemporary language. Listen to this translation. "To you who are ready for the truth, I say this, love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer for that person. If someone slaps you in the face, stand there and take it. If someone grabs your shirt, gift wrap your best coat and make a present of it. If someone takes unfair advantage of you, use the occasion to practice servant life. No more tit for tat stuff. Live generously. Live generously. And so, what Jesus is saying here is that it is so easy to love those who love you back. That's a piece of cake, not a problem. But the spiritual test is, can you love those who hate you? Can you love those who do you wrong? Can you love those who speak ill about you? That's the true spiritual test. Jesus knew the healing power of love. That's why he devoted his entire ministry and his life to teaching one lesson. And the lesson that he taught was, God is love. God is love. Love is the only force in the universe. We need to feel this on a cellular level. And we need to practice love and live love and share love all the time, no matter what is going on around us. Because God is love, period, end of sentence. And the shining quality of love is its zeal for giving and forgiving. Jesus, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 37, says, "Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." In Lessons in Truth, Emily Cady, Lessons in Truth is Unity's basic textbook. In chapter 1, Liberty or Bondage, Which? I love that chapter title. Emily Cady writes, "We must forgive as we would be forgiven. And to forgive does not simply mean to arrive at a place of indifference to those who do personal injury to you. It means far more than this. To forgive is to give for, to give some actual definite good in return for evil given. One may say, well, I have no one to forgive. I don't have an enemy in the world. And yet, if under any circumstances, any kind of a served him right thought springs up in you over anything that any of God's children may do or suffer, you have not yet learned how to forgive." And when you get those little things that, if you have any kind of it served him right attitude, you haven't forgiven. You have not forgiven. We're all here on this planet for one thing: forgiving love. And when somebody expresses anger, it's not at anyone. It's not at you. It's a call for love. It's a call for acceptance. The things that we all want. That person is reaching out for love. And if you want to make real spiritual progress in this life, if you want real soul evolution, if you want the peace and the inner power that Jesus speaks about and promises, then we have to do a little bit more. We have to step up a little bit higher than the ordinary person. We must forgive those who've hurt us. We've got to love the unlovable. You know, we've got to be willing to set aside, you know, our basic lower instincts for vengeance and getting even. We're seeing this playing out in the Middle East right now. Now, look at Egypt. They were able to sit peacefully in Tahrir Square. And they gained their freedom. Well, it's still working out. It's not totally a done deal. But look at how that progressed. And then the country right next door in Libya, both sides are stocking ammunition right now. They're putting away and they're getting ready for the fight. You know, when we go the vengeance route, there's a temporary gratification, right? Oh, boy, did it feel good to tell him off, right? But it's temporary. It's a moment of relief. But when you send anger out to somebody, guess what? It comes right back to you. It returns to you. And oh, I forgot to tell you the rest of the story. When Jesus said, judge not, so that, and you won't be judged, condemn not, and you won't be condemned, and forgive, and you'll be forgiven, he goes on to say, the very next verse, he says, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. It's all about you. It has nothing to do with the other person. What you give out, you get back. Again, the Message Bible. Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. Don't condemn those who are down. That hardness can boomerang. Be easy on people. You'll find life a whole lot easier. Give away your life, and you'll find your life given back. But not merely given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. So that's the law, right? It's Unity's third basic principle. What you throw out comes back to you. What you give out comes right back. It's the law of attraction, the law of circulation, the law of giving and receiving, whatever you call it, the law of mind action, we call it in Unity. Whatever you think about or hold on to and give out, you receive back. And so if you give something out with anger, guess what? It comes back to you, shaken down, pressed over, running over into your lap. And it comes back to you with even more anger and hurtful ways than you sent it out. And so if we want to, you know, if we really want to, move into being fully functioning human beings, then we need to begin to think about letting go of the memories that cripple us and keep us stuck in the past. You know, those we keep replaying the stories of how we got hurt, how someone done something to us. You know, we keep replaying it and we get stuck. Those memories keep us stuck in the past, and those memories keep bringing up the toxic emotions within us. And those memories, they cause those emotions to control our life. And they allow very unpleasant people to live rent-free in your mind. Because if you don't forgive, those people will always be with you. You know, you cannot release them from your life. They will be with you all the time. You know, same person, different face. People will constantly be coming into your life that remind you of someone who hurt you in the past. You know, to help you forgive. They're there to help you move through the forgiveness. And so why not do it and do it now? And so you might ask, well, how can I forgive? Here's a little exercise that I use that I've found very helpful. If somebody has hurt you, or you know, you have this unforgiveness thing going, and somebody pops into your mind, you know, they do that. You know, when you're really upset with somebody, they're in your mind all the time. They don't leave you alone. And so the next time somebody pops into your mind and you see them, rather than going into just stop. Stop. And just say these words. I love you. I forgive you. I let you go. And I set you free. What you're saying is, I love you. Now, you're not condoning the behavior. You're loving the person. That person is a divine spark of God. You know, love the person. I forgive you. Send them love in exchange for, you know, something, you know, something they did something wrong to you. Well, don't hang on to that. Send them love instead. Replace it with love, and then let them go and set them free. Because you know what? When we forgive, when we let someone go, guess who gets set free? You get set free. And so take a moment, just close your eyes for just a moment, and bring to your mind's eye someone that you might be having a challenge with today, or recently, or maybe it was somebody years ago that you're still hanging on to, that are still living rent-free in your mind. Just bring that person's face up in your mind's eye and say with me, I love you. Together, say, I love you. I forgive you. I let you go. And I set you free. And every time they come into your mind, you say, I love you. I forgive you. I let you go. And I set you free. And knowing that when we do that, when you forgive, when you send out that love and you let them go, you have just set yourself free. You've just set yourself free. And then we will remember who we are, spiritual being, with one purpose in life, which is to be that radiating center of love and peace. That's our true purpose. To be that radiating center of love and peace. Yoda, one of my favorite characters in The Empire Strikes Back, said, weapons will do you no good in that cave, Luke. You will find only what you bring with you. You will find only what you bring with you. So take a long look at what's inside of you, because you can't give away what you don't have within you, which is anger as well as love. A Course in Miracles tells us, when I have forgiven myself and when I have remembered who I am, I will bless everyone and everything I see. I will look with love on all. As forgiveness allows love to return to my awareness, I will see a world of peace and safety and joy. And so the next time you're squeezed, take a look at what comes out of you, because that will give you a good indication of what's inside of you. And then you can choose whether to accept it or to change it and transform it through love. And how do we do that? I want to share a story today. Here's one way. It's told by Alan Cohen in his book, Healing the Planet Earth. And this is a true story. It's amazing. A friend of Alan's, Michael, was an attorney in Spokane, Washington. He was in the middle of a long and bitter divorce battle and just couldn't see any way that his client or her husband was going to reach an agreement. He felt that he had come up against a stone wall. So the morning of the courtroom hearing, he sat in meditation and prayed for guidance. And Michael's inner voice said, only forgive. And that made sense to him. So he began to think about the ways that he had been judging the people involved in the case. And he realized he was angry at his client's husband for making strong demands. And he began to look beyond the things he didn't like about this man, and he saw the spark of divinity within him. And within a short time, Michael realized that this man's outer bitterness was actually a disguised call for love. The truth was he loved his wife, and he was very hurt by the divorce. And his large demands were not an expression of hate, but only a plea for love. And when Michael understood this, it was easy to see his client's husband in the light of love and understanding. So Michael was able to bless him and actually pray for his happiness and well-being. Michael felt so good about that he began to look for others that needed to be forgiven. And he realized that he was annoyed at his client for her inflexibility and her counter demands. And he went through the same process. He forgave her, saw her in the light of love and understanding. And soon the process of forgiveness became so uplifting and exhilarating, Michael knew he had hit on something very extremely powerful. He decided to forgive and release everyone involved with the case, the opposing lawyer, the judge, the witnesses. Then he realized there was still one more person to forgive, himself. And you see, it seemed to him that if he could bless others, he certainly deserved the same love for himself. And so he released the entire situation to God, knowing that God would handle the case in everyone's best interest. Later that morning, Michael arrived at court. No one was there. No client, no husband, no opposing lawyer, no judge.
He went to the telephone and called the opposing lawyer's office, and the secretary said, "Well, our client has settled out of court. He instructed us to give you anything you want. Just drop the papers, send them over, and we'll get them signed." Michael then called the judge, who said, and these were his exact words, "The most miraculous thing has happened today." He said, "We had 32 cases on the docket this morning, and every single one of them was settled out of court." Alan says there's one message in this story and in our lives. Any hardship can be undone, transformed, and healed to reveal a shining star where once there was but a dark night. The most powerful way to accomplish this miraculous transformation is through forgiveness. And so I invite you right now, step into the light of love and forgive. Do it now. Don't wait. Forgive yourself, forgive others, and know that we can change the world by giving and forgiving love. And so remember, and I'd like to end with this, from the Course in Miracles. The holiest place on earth is where an ancient hatred has become a present love. Namaste.